to Tango Mobile.
This is NZLTR Mobile.
And I'll, what you up to this morning? I'm off to, got to go over to pick up some ink cartridges this morning, and then by the grocery store, and then back to the house.
Well, you use a lot of ink cartridges. I order mine online, and they're some kind of generic thing to go in my HP and Canon computers. They work good, though, and they're cheap. But I don't use a whole lot. Oh, I'm going to go down to Home Depot and look at a ceiling fan.
I use generic, too, but I go to Cartridge World and get them from them, and my cartridges are cheap there. And I normally order some online, but the place I normally order from, they've got a 6-week backlog on being able to get them. And I'm going to need another set, and all, because I print a lot of QSL cards and a lot of other things, you know, that I need to print and everything. So that's what I do. But, yeah, so I'm on my way over here. They order me some cartridges to come in, and like I said, they're not really, they're cartridges. I'll get a whole set for about $50, which is all three color plus the black, and that's fairly cheap. And they guarantee their cartridges. If you know, if I get one that you know, it doesn't work, I just take it back to them and they give me a brand new one.
I like a good deal. I don't remember how much I give for hours. It's been a while since I ordered any. Bernice uses more than me. She's always printing recipes. The whole bed in that back bedroom is covered with recipes.
Be a nice guy and just get her some notebooks and get her some of these page covers, and you know, put all of her recipes in the page covers and alphabetically in the notebooks for her. You know, that would be a good task for you to keep you out of trouble. And also maybe get you a few extra sweet goodies every now and again.
I don't need any more sweet goodies now. I get far too many. Shoot. I think that's what keeps our electric bill high.
For the printing of the recipes.
The sweet goodies that get baked all the time. She's always experimenting. That's her hobby. And she can have anything she wants to file those things. Rusty, there's one whole closet that is full of cookbooks and barely room for the bathroom towels and wash rags.
I'm not going to get involved in that conversation there, Mr. Tom. My wife was the same thing, and even after she's passed, I've still got 12 cookbooks underneath the counter, and I'm starting my own notebook full of a three-ring binder with recipes that I'm pulling down that I'm putting in them. So, you know, I know all about that stuff. I do a lot of cooking myself. Remember that.
It was a fantastic lady, too, I guess. But Bernice is that. She showed me a recipe the other day out of a newspaper from 2003, and she's got them clear back and probably until about 1968. So I know what you're talking about.
A lot of mine online. You know, I've got them in a file, and I've got that file is accessible either on my tablet or on my computer, so I can, if I want to do something and pull up a recipe in the I can grab the tablet, take it in the kitchen, open up the recipe, and go at it from there. So, you know, little things like that and everything. It's just enough rain today to be a pain, you know?
For mobile, that's affirmative. Yeah, and looks like that hurricane, instead of impacting us, it's going to mainly go to the north of us, thank heavens. Now, I wanted to mow grass today, and that ain't going to happen. It's sprinkling here now. We're just headed down towards Wade Hampton here on 101.
to near where Sam's Club is over here on 29 here in Spartanburg. I'm going over the other side where Kohl's is. The ink cartridge place is in there, and I'm going in there to pick up some, so that's where I'm headed right now. And then back by the grocery store, because I got to have some lime juice and some honey. I'm out of lime juice, and I'm about out of honey, and that's what I use to sweeten my tea with when I drink tea, and I drink a lot of tea here when I've got to sing during a week. So anyway, keeps the voice, the throat soothed, and keeps the energy up with the honey. So, hey, good deal. WU2 T-Mobile. Go ahead, Tom.
And get rid of my chewing gum there. Oh, those poor utility guys were standing out there in the rain trying to figure out something. I always thought I wanted to be a lineman, but I'm certainly glad I didn't. I wasn't built for that, I don't think. I'm too scrawny.
I've got a friend whose son is a lineman, and he is not much bigger than you. But he has been working for the power company for like 20-some years now. And he's actually reached the point where he actually gets out there and works, but he's in charge of one of their major crews. In fact, last time they had to send crews out of state to work, it was him and 25 trucks, and he was in charge, and the crews that go with him, and he was in charge of all of them. So, you know, he's a real sharp guy. And like I said, he's not much bigger than you are, Tom.
Yeah, there are wiry guys like that. I don't know. I don't think I'd have made it out there in Kansas. They were kept pretty busy. But they make tremendous wages. They always made a whole lot more than I ever made. But, you know, I don't know. The only difference was the climate and the wages. You know, I still work with high voltage every day. Wow, there is a crane up here that is incredible. I don't know what it's doing. I guess placing air conditioners. I've never seen one that tall. It's just south of the Harbor Freight and the Taco Bell here on Wade Hampton on the right side of the road. Must be working there at Honeywell. My gracious, that thing's got to be, 160 foot, I guess, Rusty.
Stuff is big, and some of those buildings that they put some of that stuff on is big, or tall, and you got to get it up there, so it takes a big crane, and I'm over here at the intersection where you would make the turn onto Franklin Avenue to go down and make the turn to go down to Sam's Club, go by Academy. And I'm turning and going the other way, swinging around past Applebee's and going back into the Kohl's Shopping Center down here in the vicinity of Hobby Lobby down that way and down into the corner where my ink place is. So that's where I'm headed right now. And, they got this new hotel over here, and it's getting close to being ready to open. It hasn't opened yet, but looks like it's not too far away from getting ready to open. It looks like they're finishing stuff up on it over here. Anyway, Tom, well, I'm pulled into the parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s to you for right now and grab my mask and throw it on my face before I get out and see if I can skip through the raindrops here. I'll catch you in a little bit. N0TR, W2T Mobile.
Okay, Rusty, you have a good day. Good to hear from you. We're getting ready to pull in here at Home Despot. And the people that usually put those air conditioners on the roof are those old Sikorsky helicopters. I'm surprised to see a crane of that magnitude. Man, I can't imagine the rental fee. Take care. Talk to you later. W2T, N0TR, clear TRT.